For approval of the final subdivision for Tidewater Landing subdivision. The subdivision contains 213 single-family lots on 162.93 acres with central water and sewer, private roads, and amenities. A revised plan was approved by the Planning Commission on April 9th, 2015. The final plan does comply with the 20-foot landscape buffer. This was a discussion item at the last Planning Commission meeting. They had asked for consideration of recognizing land, the wooded area farther away from the property line to comply with the buffer. They have revised the plan to comply with the 20-foot buffer. And the property is located off Robinsonville Road and is zoned AR1 with a cluster zoning and the tax parcels District 234, Map 6, Parcel 90, and staff is in receipt of all agency approvals. Thank you.
Well, unless anyone has any concerns, Mr. Chairman, I'm ready to make a motion.
I don't think we have any buffer waivers or anything this evening.
All right, Mr. Chairman, concerning Tidewater Landing 2013-2, formerly known as Low Creek Landing 2008-08, my motion is for approval as a final.
Second. It's moved and seconded to approve Tidewater Landing Subdivision 2013-2 as a final. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Okay. Our next item is subdivision 2016-7, Wanda Weber, final subdivision plan.
This is a final subdivision plan for the creation of one new lot with a residual off of a private road. The Planning Commission approved the preliminary subdivision on June 9th of this year. As a part of the preliminary approval, the Planning Commission approved the waiver of the 20-foot landscape buffer and the waiver of the street design standards. The property is zoned AR1. The tax parcel is District 134, Map 15, Parcel 126. The plan complies with the code and staff is in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, if there are no questions, I'm prepared to make a motion.
Okay, sir.
Regarding 2016-7 Wanda Weber, I move that we approve the final site plan.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2016-7 Wanda Weber as a final. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Coastal Club Land Bay 3, final site plan.
This is a final site plan for the creation of 110 single-family lots and private roads within the Coastal Club development. At your meeting of February 11, 2016, the Planning Commission approved the preliminary site plan. The property is zoned MRRPC. The tax parcel is a portion of District 334, Map 11, Parcel 5. The plan complies with the conditions of approval. The amenities for the development were approved in a separate site plan, and the Planning Office is in receipt of all agency approvals.
And there has not been any changes in between the preliminary and the final?
There were no changes between okay. them.
Well then, Mr. Chairman, concerning Coastal Club Land Bay 3, my motion is for approval as a final site plan.
Second. The movement seconded to approve Coastal Club Land Bay 3 as a final. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Coastal Club Land Bay 7, preliminary site plan approval.
This is a preliminary site plan for Coastal Club Land Bay 7 for the creation of 74 single-family lots and private roads with open space within the Coastal Club development. Again, the property is zoned MRRPC. The tax district is a portion of District 334, Map 11, Parcel 5. The plan complies with the conditions of approvals, and the Planning Office is awaiting agency approvals.
And Mr. Chairman, concerning Coastal Club Land Bay 7, my motion is for approval as a preliminary, and that the final will be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second. The movement seconded to approve the Coastal Club Land Bay 7 site plan as a preliminary. And you want this to come back, did you say?
It's part of the RPC.
It has to.
Oh, that has to come back, that's right. As a preliminary. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carried. Sorry about that.
And I said, and he wants to leave.
I know. We need it. Yeah.
I'm going to miss these finals.
Yes, you are. Our next item is the metal shop preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the metal shop for the construction of an 18,400-square-foot building to be located in the southwest corner of Sussex Highway and Allen's Mill Road. The property is zoned LI1, and the location of the stormwater management area is zoned AR1. The tax parcel is District 532, Map 13, Parcel 51. The plan does propose parking within the front yard setback, which requires Planning Commission approval, and the site in the use to comply with the zoning code, and the planning office is awaiting agency approvals. Thank you.
As long as there's no objection to the parking in the front yard setback, I'm good.
I don't have any issue with it. If you want to approve it, the preliminary with the final subject to, by the staff subject to.
I think so, yeah.
Sure.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the preliminary site plan with final subject to staff receiving all agency approvals.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the metal shop preliminary site plan as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other permits. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Aye. Carried. Next item is Americana Bayside Shoals at Sun Ridge, okay, formerly known as Knox Property. Request to amend a condition of approval.
This is a request to amend a condition of approval for Americana Bayside Shoals at Sun Ridge, formerly the Knox Property. The Knox Property came in as a separate plan. It was purchased after the original RPC. So this is a request to amend condition one that states the maximum number of dwellings shall be 93, consisting of 33 townhouses, 30 duplexes, and 30 single-family homes. The number was proffered by the applicant as the original plan indicated that the site could hold up to 102 units. The Planning Commission approved the preliminary plan showing 48 duplexes and 45 single-family residences on September 11, 2014. The applicant is now requesting a total of 97 units, comprised of 34 duplexes and 32 single-family dwellings. The overall number of the units in Americana Bayside is not changing. What they're doing is taking, if approved, units from a different phase to be used in this phase.
Is a different phase of received final? The one they're taking it from?
It would not have, no.
It has not received final?
Correct.
So we'll just have to remember that when it comes in, right?
They will have to amend their master plan to show that they will be moving units. And again, they would have to do that if the new property along 54 is approved. They were not, again, changing the overall number of units. They're just moving units that have not been built yet to other locations within the development.
I don't have too big of a problem with a switch, just so we don't forget the switch.
We will not forget the switch.
Certainly easier to move the ones that
haven't been built yet. Because you can always forget you switched them and build them.
I'm delighted to hear that that's your strategy. I really am. It always gives us pause whenever we see the number of units going up, because that's an issue. But I think under the circumstances, provided that we get the adequate documentation and the changes are made and recorded so that it would be readily apparent to anyone who cared to know, that there was no increase in the total number of units. We're just moving them around. I don't have too much of an issue with that.
And isn't this one the one that was the infill? Was this the donut hole one?
No.
Oh, okay.
This is Knox.
Yeah,
this
okay.
Is right on the right, which is Knox one. You come right in on the same.
Right, area. Okay.
Not sure. Originally 93 units.
Yeah.
Changing product.
Who the Knox one?
The Knox
yeah.
one.
I just couldn't remember the Knox one. I couldn't remember where that related.
Came up the
you're right. Yeah.
This actually is not Mr. Burton's, though.
No, it's Mr. Johnson's. Everyone's Mr. Johnson's.
I thought it was Mr. Hudson.
I usually need a calculator, but 34 and 32 don't amount to 97.
I believe it's a typo on the memo.
On one of them. Guess which one?
Because.
Only one unit all, paper.
How many you're asking for? 39 single family and 58 duplex, or I'm confused. What you're asking for? From versus what okay, we have on our
yeah, needs to come up. Give your name for the recorder, yeah,
please. Lawton Myrick with GMB. So within the Knox property, it would be 39 single family lots, and 58 duplex lots for a total of 97.
That adds up easier in my head.
Yeah, the 34 and 32 were actually another phase where we were just saying
that's
we,
what I thought. That's
we
what,
lost a little bit of density.
That was a different phase that you did, 34 and 32.
Yes, sir.
Okay. But for this section, you're asking for 58 and 39.
Okay, right.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
You say it was
39 singles.
Yep, yep. 39 singles.
And how many duplexes?
58
total. So we went from 6 single families to 10 duplexes in this little stretch where we could make the geometries work. It's a net gain of 4. But we still didn't surpass the 102 that we felt like the site could handle at 4 units to the acre.
We're managing the total number of
Yes, we are.
That's the only thing that
that's really what, yeah, that's, yeah. We don't, yeah.
They're going to have to amend their master plan to show the movement of all of the units.
Okay.
Okay. So in the end, it's just the total.
It's just the total. The total is the total. The phase is asking for a couple extra units.
But the magic number is 97.
For this phase.
Phase.
In this phase.
It's going to cut on the other phase 4 units out.
So we're actually changing condition number 1, not in your letter you refer to condition 6A.
That's correct. At one time the Planning Commission public hearing said zoning condition 6A, but on our actual plan they got recorded it was zoning condition 1. I apologize for the confusion, but at the end of the day, it was a 93 was the total allowed density. And we've changed the product mix
everything
before,
yeah.
And we changed it again just because the builder said, hey, can you guys look into this for us? And so we did.
Okay, but what condition is it in the ordinance? That's what we got to make sure matches up. Because if we say we're amending condition number 1, and that's what happens in the minutes, say 1 and 1 has to do with
that's why I wasn't sure about
wastewater. It's not going to matter. Yeah.
It's usually the first condition that has number.
Yeah, it usually is the first one.
So shown on the plan, it's the first condition.
Yeah.
And usually they go in order on the plan from the
number. We just need to make sure it matches
I'll
up.
I'll send you my consultants with
you. Good rule, pay it in a major.
Yeah.
No, I saw it. You're right. I don't know. No time.
It just says condition A.
On the
letter that was sent that references the conditions of approval that were sent to the applicant from the original approval back in 2014.
But the condition we're looking at is the total number of units of the Knox farm. Right?
Correct, which would be condition A according to the letter that was originally approved.
I'm more worried about the ordinance that was approved by county council, though. I mean, that probably was condition
it's
A.
Of which number, I don't know, because I don't have a copy of the ordinance is not in the site plan folder. It would be in the original change of zone application folder.
So we should defer until we know what condition we're amending.
You'll get it quick enough.
Yeah, let's defer temporarily to it, and because we've got other stuff we can do, we can come back to it. That way we'll have the ordinance. Just so it's got to match up right, because
okay.
Otherwise...
It's right in the office, so yeah. We can get it.
I think you get the gist. No one has an issue with doing it. We just have to make sure it gets done right. So
just make sure the
you're welcome to stand by. Somebody's going to do some research. We're going to move on, do some other things. We're going to... We'll double back. Is that what you're suggesting, Council?
Yeah, I think that. Just sorry.
Right. Okay.
I don't want to defer it for 2 weeks or whatever. You know,
just sit tight for a few minutes. It's going to get interesting now anyway. So because now it's time for us to talk about our discussion regarding the comprehensive plan, and I believe Ms. Cornwell may have a little update for us, but are you busy on this other thing?
Give me 1 minute and I'll...
Okay, well, let's just take a break for a second.
Is anybody from the public?
Is anyone here from the public that would like to speak about the land, about the land use plan, comprehensive land use plan this evening?
One thing I did note, Mr. Chairman, when I opened my handful of tax bills from the county that there was a great little insert in there that showed the Sussex plan and the web address that was included.
Sure, it was great.
All the tax bills.
Yeah, very, very well done.
I don't know whose idea that was, but that's terrific.
But it was a good one.
Yeah, it was a very good idea.
So being passed down right now is a copy of the draft flyer that we'd be attaching to the website regarding the public meetings. It's we'd also be putting this out on the Facebook page so we can get people to get an idea of what we're looking for. It's got all the dates, the locations, and the time is there. I'm thinking maybe we should bold the time so it kind of sticks out a little bit more. So we're working on the flyer, and I think we'll also put a little sentence at the bottom that says if they need assistance in Spanish, that they can come and they can contact the office so we can make sure there will be a translator at the public hearings as well.
That's a good point, which I had not thought of, but with the fair housing things, we need to make sure we do that.
We will do that, and community development has already said
good.
A person in the office will be there.
Yep, great.
So that is, I triple-checked that and make sure that was okay. I didn't think the commission would have an objection with that. We are still working on a number of other things, but this is the most recent. Tomorrow you will be getting all of the comments. Since the tax bill went out, we started getting more and more comments. So I'll be emailing those out to everybody. I scanned them all, and I'll be sending them out as a PDF tomorrow. And if anybody wants to stop by the office, there is underneath the counter, there's a folder that says comp plan public comments, so anybody can look at them because they will be part of the public record and part of the comp plan file. So I wanted to let you know I'm giving you a heads up. I'll have them for you tomorrow to email out. And then if you have any questions about the flyer, let me know because then we can get that up on the website. The complete website should be up within the next couple of weeks. We're doing some minor tweaks now, and we're just testing it to make sure, you know, it runs well. And so that should be coming up.
Deal. And while we're waiting for Daniel, Mr. Chairman, I want to share with the commission that some of the sticky notes that were sent to me by a local attorney because they knew I used many of them. And I wasn't being reimbursed by the county for the use of
everybody.
We're all getting, Mike's bequeathing his sticky notes to us.
I'm letting go of my supply.
Those of you who may not be aware, this is Commissioner Johnson's last meeting. He has chosen to move on to, we have no idea what, but he's moving on, so.
Well, just so you know what I'm moving on, also, I'll share with the commission something for you right on your sticky notes with.
Oh, and we even get a pen.
Look at this.
All right.
He brought all kinds of
they're
swag.
They're probably advertising for his retirement account.
Yeah,
you know?
Let's see.
Didn't say anything about Peninsula Financial here, did it?
Isn't that something? It's got writing all over it.
What does that mean?
And it's not my name.
No. Well, you guys are using the dark, so I included a light of it, too.
Okay.
So. I looked for a magnifying glass.
That would have been more
so you see all the fine print that we see on some of these.
Yeah. Usually sticky notes so much when you walk in the door tonight, you had them stuck in all over places.
I do.
There's going on at your office.
That's right. And now you're in a position to tell us where to stick them.
That's right. Indeed. Yeah.
After I get my last check.
The big one, right?
Big one, yeah.
The severance. Yeah,
your
my
bonus.
Severance, yeah.
I don't think there's a bonus, Mike.
Not a bonus for 11.5 years of service.
Yeah, you're not in the pension plan either.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mike.
Do motions if you
want. I think while we're, why don't we do that? Let's just move on. Just again, is there anyone here that would like to speak regarding the land use plan or its progress?
To also note, the forms are in the back. If anybody wanted to fill one out,
That's right. The comment forms are in the back. Please feel free. We're going to refer back to our public hearings now while we're waiting. So our first public hearing was change of zone, or no, conditional use, number 2055, Jeffrey Allen Corman and Molly Murphy Corman.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of CU 2055 for Jeffrey Allen Corman and Molly Murphy Corman for the private airport with landing field with the tie down and the parking area based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The use is for a private airport on land that is subject to a long-term lease. The airport will